When we do flower breeding, we are always greedy to want that they are perfect in every kind of traits. However, we always try to select traits independently. And then if two traits are relative, it can be very difficult. It can be very problem. I'm Shen, I'm from Oregon State University. We do a lot of ornamental plant breeding. I personally working on hibiscus, not citrus. And you can see that I create a population. And the population, we somehow feel like, when the petal number increase, the flower size is shrinking. And if I'm trying to independently choose those plants who are bigger flower and also bigger petal, I got nothing. So what can we do? Let me think about it. Let's use the regression line to make a breeding threshold. And if you are struggling or take any stack class, you know there's 1,000 different assumptions that we all hate. No one will figure it out. You don't want to log your data. So what can we do? I found the regression line. I tried to shift it to the selection rate I want, like I wanted the 10%, I shift it. And since I have a lot of violation insight, whatever threshold I made is always biased. So I can only find the single flower with bigger flower size. So after searching different stat tool, which sounds terrible, I know, there's one tool that every muggles like us can use. It's called a quantile regression. What's different between quantile regression and traditional one? Traditional one based on the average of each flower size in each petal number. However, quantile just simply, all right, let's choose the top 10 and make a line. Or choose top 5, make a line. So if I'm going to choose 10% of plant, just use the 10% quantile. If I want going to choose 5%, there's always a quantile fit to your need. And the big benefit of use quantile regression is there's no assumption. So whatever biology data over you knows, there's always violation layer. So use quantile regression. You can prove a relationship between two traits without thinking about any assumption. That's amazing. And also, for these two traits, you only need to do one selection instead of the independent two, and you don't even need to consider shifting the line. So turns out we recommend quantile regression for either breeding or you want to prove two things in biological, they are relative to each other. Thank you, everyone.